Talk the hill with the Braisa. And bottom of this. Sugya of Meitav begins. Meitav Sadeu, Meitav Karmo Yishalim. The Pasuk says, Shmois Chav Beis, Ki Yavir Ish Sadeh Ucherem, Shilach is Beiro, and your animal, literally you sent your animal, which means you were negligent and not watching your animal also, as the Gemara in Gimel Menal told us. Ubir b'steyacher, and he caused some damage in another person's field. Meitav sadehu, meitav karmo yishalim. Whether it's the best of his field or the best of his vineyard, you should pay. What does that mean? Meitav sadehu, meitav karmo yishalim. Just push up shot. What is the psukim talking about? Zok the Gemara. I'll tell you. Meitav sadehu shal nizak, umeitav karmo shal nizak. Zok Rashi. Meitav sadehu shel nizak. Let's everyone look inside. Shem achla aruga b'sadehu. If he ate a patch of field in this guy's field, shamin aruga mishubachas shel nizak. How do you evaluate the damage? You evaluate the damage in the most praiseworthy part of this damagee field. How much it is now, and how much it was without Paris. Benoisim lo, and that's what he gives. So that's pshat. That's meitav sodeo, meitav karma. Who is that? That's Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rabbi Akiva Oimer. Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Shmuel in a very vague way. Loi ba kosev el legavis lenezikin menaidis v'kal v'choymer lehektish. I don't know what that means, especially when that music is playing. Loi ba kosev legavis lenezikin menaidis. Sorry, loi ba kosev. I missed a very important word. Ella. Sha. No, Rabbi Shmuel, you got it wrong. You got it wrong. Can you please change the light to green? Thank you. You got it wrong. But Rabbi said, I don't know what Rabbi Akiva is saying. So Zokt Rashi. Zok the Eliger Rashi, Loi ba kosev el gavas and azikim minayidis, shel mazik. The shaman aruga shel nizak lefi mashehi, v'mazik balitam lo karka v'dmei nizko nosen lo meitav sados of shava oisen damen. What is Rabbi Akiva responding according to Rashi's explanation? You pay the meitav of the mazik. The opposite of what AB said.
I said mazik.
You said nizak.
How are you?
Really?
I said mizak.
I would have stuck with nizak. At least that's one of the options. It's like, which one do you think? Is it A or B? It's C. Right there.
Why do you need a kavu homer if you have the pasuk?
I don't know.
I
don't know what the Kal V'Chomer is saying. I mean, the Kal V'Chomer is telling me something by Hektish, but I'm not sure what it's saying. Rabbi Yishmael, weiter. Rabbi Yishmael. So Zok the Gemara. So that's the Machlekes. Rabbi Yishmael, Ochel Shmina Mishalim Shmeina, Ochel Kusha Mishalim Shmeina. Gemara has a kasha on this explanation. Gemara is not happy with this suggestion. Why? Baiter.
Okay.
Talk to Gemara. According to Rabbi Yishmael, if you were mazik a shmeina, so you should be mishalim a shmeina. You were mazik a fat one, a gishmak one. you should pay a fat one, a geshmak one. But if you were mazik, what? Chusha. So now you're going to jump fields. And you're going to what? Pay a shmena? What are you talking? That's a question. Now, Rabbi Isai, I'm highlighting and pointing out something that I needed to point out to many of you to remember as we were speaking in Seder. The Gemara is at the point of a question. So don't try to answer the question because they're not holding by the answer of the question. We're understanding the Gemara's question. So whatever we're going to analyze right now at the end of the day is going to be defining a question. Okay? You need to always know what you're investigating. Are you investigating the answers? Are you investigating the solutions? Are you investigating the problems, the questions? So right now I want to understand the Shaka V'Tayra of the Gemara because as we have a principle in the Shir, we don't say that kashas are futile and kashas are a waste of time. Kashas also have to be on some line of reasoning. Kashas have to be substantial. So the Gemara asks a kasha on Rabbi Yishmael. Makes no sense. Why should you always have to pay the better one? Bishlama achol shmeina mishalim shmeina, but achol kchusha mishalim shmeina. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's the pashas of the Gemara. Zok dehele getoisis, dira maschel Rabbi Yishmael, achol shmeina, perish bishlama achol shmeina. Is someone recording? Because Schultz is not here. Bishlama, perish bishlama achol shmeina mishalim shmeina, ela achol kchusha. Amay mishalim shmeino. Inami hachi perusho. Kevin de bishmeina in mishalim. Ela shmeina kamosha izik. Velo kantzina le lishalim yoyser mimasha izik. Im ken kusha ocho kusha nami lo likantze lishalim yoyser mimasha izik. Lishalim shmeino. So my first kasha is, Rabbi Isai, is Tosfos is, again, Tosfos is not asking a question. Right? Tosfos is explaining the Gemara. How do I know? Because he's starting with the word perish. He's giving up shot. He's acting like a Rashi over here. But Rabbi said the problem is, what I want to understand over here is, Tosfos feels the need to give two explanations. So I want to know what are the difference between his two explanations. First explanation stands pretty straightforward. Pretty much like the way I explained the Gemara. That what? That I understand if you damage the nice, the fat, they pay the fat. You damage beta, you should pay meta. But if you damage what? The weak, you should pay the fat? That doesn't make sense. That's the pshat in the Gemara. Then Tosfos feels the need to say, inami. Inami what? What's the inami? Rabbi said before we explain why, what is the inami? If you, what's the second?
If you damage the kachosh, you pay shmini, then by shmini, you should pay shmini plus something.
Right. If you don't pay more by the Shmeina, so then you should not pay more by the Kusha. Right?
No.
No?
That was the other way around.
No,
it's not. Inami, listen. Inami, Achi Perusha. Kevin de Bishmeina, Eina Mishalim El Shmeina. Since you don't pay more by the Shmeina, Kemosha Izik, that's because you don't have a Gemara. The Loyal Kansina lay. I'll wait for you 2 minutes. Lo Kansina and run. Right? Don't even waste your time. Forget it. You're 15 minutes in. Forget it. Schwartzman, it's a waste of time. Don't. I know. It's a waste of time. Go to the bathroom earlier. I'm not trying to call you guys out. I'm just saying it's a waste of your time. Why? Why? Twice the second explanation. You tell it to me, Maz. Inami hachi perusho. Kev unto mishmeina. Ina mishalim elishmeina. Since by the time whether you're mazik fat, you pay fat. That what your ina mishalim elikamosha is it. So if so, also when you pay kusha, it should be parallel. You should only pay kusha. What's the difference between that and the first explanation?
You just
what?
Either you're being there's a
for not for sure not a marushach. It's an inami. It's a noob shot. What was it, Malik? You agree with me? It's an inami.
It's
so it's not a marushach.
It says inami.
Okay, good. So it's a new answer. It's a noob shot.
Knas, and then you're gonna pay more, or you're not gonna pay knas, and then you can't.
That's not a marushach. He says it's not a knas.
The second one he's saying, don't view it.
Stop adding words to Tosis. You don't even have a Gemara on your hands. Tosis does not say I'm a Manushach. Tosis says it's not a Knas. What's my Raya by Shemaine? It's not a Knas. So don't contest Megabe Chusha. That's his explanation of the Kasha. He's not asking a Kasha, Rabbi. He's saying, don't read Tosis as a Kasha. You read Tosis wrong. Tosis is saying, perish. I'm giving pshat to a Gemara's Kasha. Trying to give me an answer?
Yeah.
Good, give me a second. I want everyone to internalize what's going on. I don't understand the difference either. You're in good shape. So now, that's my question. What is the Tosfos second day adding to the first day? What did he feel need? Oh. So Jeremy knows that there was one word that wasn't in the first day, and that word is what? Is a knas. So now, Jeremy's lumdish antennas start waking up. Because there is a Rishon that also threw in Knas to this parallel Gemara that's found elsewhere in Shas. Where is that elsewhere in Shas? A parallel Gemara, by side? Gittin. On Daf what? And Chesem Aviz. Excellent. Holding. Excellent. Weiter. So what does the Rabbeinu Kreskes say in Gittin, Rabbi Isai?
Interesting question.
Huh? He adds in something to the Gemara. Does anyone pick up on it? Anyone have it here?
Yeah.
It's on our phone.
Give me your phone.
My phone is somewhere over there.
I'll use Clover's.
You need it? Oh,
yeah. Oh. Don't you have a button that you can do no movement?
Yeah. The problem is the way you took the picture. Yeah, oh, you turning it like that, wrong, Rebbe.
Put it on. He's got to stop calling me that, yo.
I want to give you more cover.
Not about cover. Not about cover.
Rebbe, you need this?
It's stationary?
Yeah. This one's on you, Rebbe.
Your thing made me nauseous. Here, Hakashile, Mishum De'Eno Dover Hashava De'Lefamim Lo Yishalim Elikam Aisha Izik. So after Rabbeinu Kesis, this was what the Gemara's Kasha is. What was bothering the Gemara's Kasha? What was driving the Gemara's Kasha? That sometimes you're not going to pay what you were Mazik. But says the Rabbeinu Kreskes, Haloyav Hakashile. Don't be misinformed and don't be misled to think that this was what was borrowing in the Gemara. The Efshad Rachmana Konis Lamazik Lashalim Yosim Mashahizik Gehechid the Konis Lagan of Lashalim Tashlume Kefel Eloka Hokashale Mishum De'eno Dover Ashav. Again, says the Rabbeinu Kreskes, it wasn't bothered by what? The fact that sometimes you're going to pay more than what you were Mazik. It was bothered by the fact that it's inconsistent. Why was it not bothered by the first thing, says the Rabbeinu Kreskes? Because it's Efshar de Knasu. Whoa. Raboisai? You got something? Raboisai? So I'm going to read you the Lashon. Uh-oh. Get it back for me again? Yeah. Shh. Hakashale, Mishum. Misa, quiet down. Hakashale, Mishum de'eino dover hashove de lefamim lo yishalem elo kamasha hizik. Right? Holo yavakashale, this was not bothering. You listening, Yosef? De'efshad rachmona konis lemazik lishalem yosef mimasha hizik. The fact that you're paying more conceptually doesn't bother me. The fact that you're ultimately going to pay more than your mazik, that doesn't bother me. Why? Ki eicha dekonis leganav leshalim tashlumei keifa. Because we already found precedence to paying more than what you did. What's the precedent? Ganeva. Where you have to pay what?
Keifel.
Eloha kashalei shum de'eno davar hashava. It's a policy issue. It's like menakotze lakotze. You're going to be paying different things all the time. That's what's bothering.
So the fact that we're paying more doesn't bother. It's the fact that we're paying more.
That's what the Rabbeinu Kreskes learned in the Gemara. Right, exactly. Exactly. Moreb Raboisai. Who is the Rabbeinu Kreskes Beferish going against? The first day in Tosfos. One second. Give me room, Jeremy. Let me speak. The first day in Tosfos clearly held not like that. Wait, we lost you already? In the second day. Give me a second. That's what I'm saying. The first day in Tosfos said that was the kasha. Why do you need a second day? The second day clearly is al pi derech, I think, the Rabbeinu Kreskes took ganov, gneva, as a precedent to being okay with paying more than the damage that you did, and therefore that wasn't the Gemara's kasha. Right? What was the Gemara's kasha in the Inami is that if you're going to kans, if you're going to knas, so be consistent and knas all over. So again, Jeremy was 100% right. Tosfos introduces a new concept in the second explanation of the kasha of the Gemara. It's that we're viewing it as a knas. We're not just bothered by the fact that you're paying more than you is it. We can live with such a reality. I just answered your question. You can pay more than your mazik, unlike the way the first way understood, that the kasha of the Gemara is just plain old simple of not paying more than you were a hizik. No, you can. I can live with such a reality. Just, if you're going to introduce a knas, so be consistent in your knossos. That's what was bothering Tosfos. The Rabbeinu Kreskes and Gittin shed light for me to now understand what the second day in Tosfos was arguing. Abba Rabbeisai, here's my kasha. So now what we have to ask is, why wouldn't the first day hold like the second day? What is the Nekudas HaMachloikas? What we're asking now that we see that there are two fundamental ways of interpreting our Gemara in the Kasha, now we have to ask, we just analyzed what they each explained in the Gemara's Kasha. Now we have to analyze for eyes why. One analyzed the Kipshuto, one could live with such a system that the kasha was, no, why are you paying more than you're damaging? And the second day it says, no, that's the problem. Avadi, you could pay more than what you damage, but why are you inconsistent with the knas? Yeah, Maz.
Doesn't the Rabbeinu Kreskes kasha on Tosfos answer that exact question? Meaning Tosfos tried to suggest that it really was a difference of...
Which part of Tosfos are you in? The first part?
The first day. So the reason we would have just rejected that is because it's we can find a case where we can be inconsistent with how much you're going to pay.
So why doesn't Tosfos in the first day say that that's not a good shot in the Gemara?
As opposed to suggesting it.
Yeah, exactly. You need to explain that. You're right. That's exactly... If you're using the Rabbeinu Kreskes to explain the second day, that's great. So now you just resolved the second day, but now you got to explain the first day. Excellent. Got to keep our bases covered. Good. Yosef. But... The Gemara is suggesting in the Havamina right now. Again, Yosef, you got to make sure you're not confusing what your preconceived notions are, what your maskanos are, and right now we're explaining in the Havamina of the Gemara. So the Gemara is suggesting, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that you'd actually be paying much more than what you damaged right now. Achol Kusha Mishalim Shmeina. Yeah.
We're going according to Kefa. We're saying that means...
What does it mean we're going according to Kefa?
We're referring to the case.
We're using Kefa as a paradigm.
We're saying that you have to pay more. So we're saying on the case where you saw Kusha, you have to pay Shmeina. We're asking on the Shemina, why would you want to pay Shemina? Should pay more than that?
Yeah, that's the second answer. Exactly. That's the second explanation. I want to understand, why did the first explanation not like that second explanation? Yeah, Avi.
How does the Gemara understand the Machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel on a simple level?
Right now? Or the Maskana? Right now? Right now, the Gemara is assuming, says Rashi, that any time you're Mazik, you got to evaluate your Nezek based on a Nezek on the top form of the fields of the Nizak, no matter what you did.
Right.
It's
about valuation.
No, it's also about, it's about Shabbos. It's about how much you're going to pay. You're evaluating now and it's going to cause more hefts. You're going to pay much more. You're evaluating payers on that top-notch field, how much that would be. The aruga, not in this field that I damaged, but the aruga of a missing payers on the top-notch field of prime real estate.
So why is that a kasha? Why is inconsistency a kasha? Like, if it's just about valuation, I mean, at the end of the day, you're paying the same amount, right? It's just a tourist.
No, it's not. You're going to pay much more. It's not. It's not true. You're paying much more. Value, you're paying much more.
Yeah, but it's not like a knas of saying, like, oh, 50 shekels, okay. We're just saying that when we look at the field of the nizik, or the mazik, we look at the
so you're asking a different gasha, Avi. If I understand what you're saying right now, how could the Rabbeinu Kreskes and Tosis compare this to knas? This is not a knas, this is a valuation.
Yeah, I mean, I hear that.
Good. So I want to move backwards and use what Avi used as a stepping stone to my next comment, Rabbi Yisai. In addition to my kasha, the Rashash asks a kasha, kind of what, not assuming like Avi, but if I cared, Avi might be the answer to the Rashash. But listen to the Rashash's kasha. Again, give me a second, Jeremy. The Taisis in the second day had a kasha. What was Taisis in the second day? Explained the kasha, not had a kasha, that's wrong. Taisis is explaining the second kasha, that what? That it's a knas. Right? So what's the Gemara's kasha? If it's a kanas, be consistent.
Yeah.
Right? If you pay more by kusha, you more should pay by more by shmena, right? Right? What?
What would you pay by shmena?
Shmena, shmena.
Gemara says
shmena. What does that mean?
Yeah. Idis should be idis.
Or just more of your best?
No. Yeah, the best of the best. You ratio. It's not true. There is. So ask the Rashash. Ask the Rashash and Gittin on the parallel Taisis. That's a shver kasha. If you really think that it's a kanas, so then what? What did the Rashash ask Rabbi say? Kanas by definition is a what? Is a what?
Extra.
But what is it?
An addition.
More than
it's not proportional.
It's not proportional. Thank you, Shiner. It's a dover kotzuf. It's a set amount. Shloishim shalevin. Rabbi said, what's the case of Shloishim shalevin? What do you do?
The short
Eved is now dies. Yeah. Now you got to pay the master what? You got to pay 30 shekel. Shleishim shel Eved. Chamishim shekel lanara. When do you pay chamishim shekel lanara?
When you
rape her. You have to pay 50 shekel, right? That doesn't matter. It doesn't change. A knas is a knas. It's a davar kosov. It's a set amount. So frek the rashash. Everybody say, what's the rashash's kasha? Avi, you hear the rashash's kasha? Why are you asking a kasha on the premise that it's a knas? That now it should fluctuate based on what you did. What? We already have a paradigm that it's not going to change. It's a fixed amount. So yeah, we always pay shmeina. If it's kusha, you're out of luck. So you have to now pay. If it's shmeina, you're in luck. You don't have to pay now. But that's the nature of the knas. So the answer is, Rabbi said to the Rashash's kasha, it's not a classic knas. It's exactly like Avi was saying. Tosfos is saying it follows the rationale of a knas. But at the end of the day, what is it? It's an evaluation of mazik. It's not like parallel to knas of kol haTorah kula, of a davar kotzuv that's going to be a set amount to everything else. And it's within the paradigm of evaluations. And that's why Tosfos is going to say, even if it's a knas, it should have some consistency in its evaluation. Yeah, Mal.
We have a problem right now with consistency, right? We're saying the kasha on the Gemara is the consistency.
No, it's not the kasha on the Gemara. It's the kasha of the Gemara.
Of the Gemara is consistency.
That's not what he said.
So then Tosfos giving two deos of what the inconsistency could be.
No, that's not what the Gemara... Tosfos is giving two days on what the kasha of the Gemara is. One day is A, one to second day is inconsistency. Not yeah. Two days about
the
inconsistency.
First day is also inconsistency.
No.
The first day in Tosfos is that... The first day of Tosfos is that how could you pay extra by Kehusha and not pay extra by Shmeina? So It's inconsistency, the same way that it's inconsistency in the second one. It just, I'm paying Shemina. In this one, I'm going to pay more. In this one, I'm not going
to
pay more.
No, I think his cash is not inconsistent. He says, I understand Shemina should have to pay Shemina, but why in the world should you have to pay more by Kusha? It's not an inconsistency. It's just, what's in the world? What's pshat with Kusha? Why would you ever pay more? That's not inconsistency. No, the driving force of the kasha is not inconsistency. The driving force of the kasha is kusha makes no sense.
Is that making you pay more?
No, no, that's not true. That's not, you're convinced by the second guy. The second day of the kasha is, I understand Shmeina. Shmeina makes sense in the world of Nezek. Kusha makes no sense. That's no, that's not what Tosfos asks.
If you pay Shmeina, you pay Shmeina.
That's not what drives the, it's Shmeina has no bearing on the kasha of Kusha. I would have the kasha of Kusha irregardless. It just doesn't make sense. What? No, it's an independent kasha. Kusha, paying more for Kusha is a problem. That's all Tosfos says. Second
because
day it says.
Why? Because you're being the same for Shmeina.
No, because you're paying more than you damaged.
So, but that's a kasha.
No, that's not. No, you're wrong. That's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, no, it's not.
He says, Amai Mishalim Shmeina. Why would you pay Shmeina?
By Kusha. That's my problem. I don't have the ability to live with.
There's no reason why you should.
It's not inconsistency, Rabbi Yisrael. You want to talk semantics.
Don't call it inconsistency, but he's saying, why?
Why would you ever have to pay more for your damage? That's his kasha. What's the driving force of that kasha? The driving force of that kasha is that this is not knas. No. And therefore, it's Shabbos, it's Mammon. Why are you adding those words into Tosfos? That's not bothering Tosfos. That only is introduced in the second day of Tosfos. He never says the words inconsistency. He says Kusha makes no sense. There's an animal over here. You're paying more for Kusha. Why? That's an independent kasha. I don't have to know anything else.
Then it could make sense if there's a case.
What?
If he brings it separately,
why do you need another case to make this kasha? It's independently my understanding.
The kasha fits in Mammon and the kasha fits in knas. No, it doesn't.
That's what Tosfos doesn't. Okay. Fine. Rabbi Yisai, the difference between the two pshatim and Tosfos, the reason why he doesn't need to compare and contrast, and he doesn't ask the inconsistency, is because once he introduces the idea of knas, now we can live with a concept. Rabbi said, put your hands down. He can live with a concept of paying more than what you damage. Through what vehicle? Through introducing knas. Mashe Einkein, the first day, which is not contrasting the two, but is just pashut like Rashi, understanding the simple Gemara as just the messed up child over here. The animal over here that I have no understanding of is just to pay more than what you damaged. Achol Kusha Mishalim Shmeina. That's all the driving force of the kasha. How do you ever make any sense in the world of Rabbi Yishmael that you should pay more than you damage? What's the driving force of that kasha? Is that the nature of Tashlumin is not knas oriented. Memela, I have a simple kasha over here. Once it's not knas oriented, why would you ever pay more than what you damage? You don't find such a reality within Tashlumei Mammon. That is the pshat, and based on these 2 days in Tosfos, which works beautifully based on the Rabbeinu Kreskes, which stresses the new additional word that's found in the second explanation of Tosfos. So the reason why the first daya did not explain like the second daya is because he was coming from a Tashlumei Mammon orientation, and therefore he could never envision a possibility of paying more than what you did. So therefore, I'm just stuck with the concept of paying more over here in the ideas of Tashlumei Mammon. Rabbi Yisai, now I want you to put on your thinking caps. And I'm sorry, this is not relevant for the guys who were come in January, Rabbi Yisai. But I want you to think for a second. Yeah, Jeremy.
Just a quick question. Within the second day of Tosfos, where we say that it's knas, why would you ever, like, why would you think that just because it's knas by kusha that you need to have knas by shmeina also? Like, even within the precedent where we use geneva, like, we see that geneva and gazela, the geneva you pay cable, but gazela you don't.
So that's
like,
very,
you don't have
that's
to have
very,
the same.
That, Jeremy, what you're suggesting is very sure. You're going to tell me that when a person damages a kusha, that's like stealing at night, And when you're damaging Shemena, that's a new Maisa Gzela by the day. You're doing
things.
The exact same Maisa Hezek. The same animal, the same exact thing. The only details is about what you damage.
They're different cases.
I don't accept it. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Is Rashash trying to say that the second day in Tosis is invalid?
What?
Is Rashash trying to say that?
Yeah. He doesn't understand the second day in Tosis. Yeah.
Is there no case mode where your payment is dependent on what you do, like such as Kefal or Dalabe, that like it would be Kadosh?
No. Kefal Dalabe is of course based on the fact that you did something, but it's addition to what you caused. It's a fine in addition, like Rashi writes in Baba Kama, a knas is above and beyond the amount you were mafsid.
Right.
So it's an additional amount, not what you were mafsid. Mammon is what you were mafsid, what you borrowed, what you did. That's tashlumei mammon.
Whereas here,
it's additional. Or a classic case of knas of kefal is double. You pay back the karen, the principal, and now you got to get fined extra. That's knas.
Right. Totally outside question. Reading the answer of the Gemara that comes from this question, how could you read Knas into that?
We're not reading into that. We're in the Kasha. Please don't ask on things that we're not. We're in the Kasha. The Gemara rejects Knas once we're going to reject the Kasha when we get to the Teretz. We're holding by just the Kasha. Let's go.
So if you give two deos in the Kasha,
the Rashash is Kasha.
What? If you give two deos in the Kasha,
no.
And one doesn't, then why would you think it's the deos?
The Gemara is going to reject this whole suggestion. So the whole thing's going to be gone in 2 seconds. It's all within the Havamim. The Kasha of the Rashash is the opposite of what you were saying. The Kasha of the Rashash is that, what do you mean? What's the problem? Knas is always fixed. This class is always fixed. No matter what the value of the Eved, no matter what the value of the girls, you pay $50. So what? So by Shemena, you'll pay $50. The answer to the Rashash's question is not such a chiddush. Is that obviously it's not a knas? It's not a classic knas. It's an understanding of knas within evaluation. So therefore, it's going to fluctuate over here. Rabbeisai, but now I want to ask you a kasha svar. Now think for a second. Why would somebody suggest? And where do you have to back up, Rabbi Yisrael, to say something substantial over here? I want to hear some good svaris. Why would one understand this as knas, or possibly not understand this as knas? And which sugya would I go to start thinking about this? What?
If it's an extension of you're not.
Yeah. Oh, close to some Ramban. On Ramban Isaac, whether it's knas or...
I don't think so.
If it's an extension of you or not.
That's what I'm talking
about.
That's what I'm talking about. Excellent. What, Stimler also got it?
It was Stimler. I jumped on.
You know, he's English. You can't get bread.
You're just jealous.
Stimler.
Lines, you have to leave when these guys get credit? However, I think they're 100% right. Perhaps. This goes back to, was this the first sugi of the year?
First sugi of the year.
Toisus and the Mechilta of whether or not the Tashlumin of Nezek has a din of Oinshin Mamim and Adin or Ain Oinshin Mamim and Adin. You hear, Sofer? Because you're so spaced out. Rabbeisai, perhaps these Havaminas could be dependent on that sugi. Whether or not I would apply the din of Oynish Mamon Min Adin, of Ein Oynishin Mamon Min Adin, because I look at Tashlumei Nezek as not just restoring the item, not just paying back for the hefsid that I did, but rather, there's Taka and Oynish over here. If there's Taka and Oynish over here, so Mameila may be the paradigm of the Kasha of the Gemara. Rabbi say whether or not this stands L'maskana doesn't bother me. But I could explain the kashas of the Gemara within the realm of Knas. Whereas other deis that said, no, that wasn't the kasha of the Gemara. The kasha of the Gemara was just what? It makes no sense, push it. That you should damage X and now have to pay Y. That makes no sense. Because what? I view this as classic Dine Mominus. You owe the guy $100, so don't have to pay back $200. Why? Why would one say yes, one say no? Well, if you plug it into the world of Einish, perhaps one could have a fleeting Hava Amina that what? That you could pay even more than what you're damaged, and I could accept, and that wasn't my kasha. But if you understand that it's classic mamon, and it's not an oynish, and it's not an oynish, so therefore what? And hezek is just like halvas, so therefore what? No, my pasha pshat, the way I just read this gemara and I start screaming is about how could you have to pay more than what you owe? That doesn't make sense in the world of mamon. A daya in the rishonim that could accept such a reality clearly understands that there's something else going on in the world of nezikin above and beyond just a classic payment for the hetzah that I did, and perhaps would enter into the world of einish, like we have in that Tosis in the Mechilta at the beginning of the sugya. That's just poshet, Rabbi Yisai, ha'aras that I would make just from understanding the two approaches, perhaps in the Gemara. Yeah, give me some room, guys.
How could you call something a kanas if it has the ability to be potentially absent based on the same action? So let's say someone damaged the.
That's exactly what the Gemara is asking. You just stole the Gemara's question according to Tosis. Do you understand what I'm saying, Maz?
Doesn't it go back?
What?
So
you just asked the Gemara's kasha. I accept that it's a knas according to the second day. No. Don't try to answer the Gemara's kasha. That's exactly what the Gemara is bothered by. So you're in good territory. But the Gemara accepted the premise that what? I'm defining this as what? As a knas. Great. Maybe I would even say svaras of einshin. Great. But you're inconsistent. Kasha, great. You know what? We're going to drop this whole interpretation. But at least I can now understand the Hava Mina.
How? No, that's what I'm saying. What was the Hava Mina? That's what I'm saying.
No. Rabboisai, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, you don't ask the Gemara's Kasha on the Gemara's Kasha. You understand what I'm saying? You have to understand the Kasha. Don't get stuck now and say, this makes no sense, when the Gemara is masking to you that it makes no sense. But you still have to understand what makes no sense. Like the mashal I always give. The Rambam by a Dayan that says, Einu Yodea. Right? Max Steinberg's favorite sugya that we did in Sanhedrin. There's a Dayan that could say, Einu Yodea, that says, I have Tzadim Lakan. I'm stuck. I have three Tzadim to Paskin like this. Three Tzadim. You were with us for Sanhedrin? No. Three tzadim for this way, three tzadim for this way, and I don't know. And then there's a dayan that Rav Soloveitchik said that according to the Rambam is not even a chalois any idea. Why? Because he just says, Rebbe, I have no idea what's flying. You know, he's just that guy that comes in the bechina and is just like, I'll be honest, like, and then all the excuses come out. You know how it is, right? He's like, you can't do anything, so you just have to come up with these excuses. What? How did you prepare for this bechina? I got every excuse that I can come in the book. But you're an any idea, yodea. Stop defending the guy who doesn't know how to take a bechina. That's not even a chalois of any idea, okay? So now we're in the kasha of the Gemara. Yeah. So now we at least understood a category to understand the kasha of the Gemara. You with me, Maz? Good. Shine.
How does this fit into the Mechilta about Einu Shemin Adin?
I'm just using that paradigm, that sugya of Einish. I'm not trying to plug in Lishitasa. I'm just trying to use that sugya to introduce a new approach to Bava Kamma, like we spoke about. Yeah.
Isn't this whole debate really if the animal part of you or if it's your...
Again, when we learned that sugya of Ein Shin Mamun Adin, we were mechadish that might be totally on the regular Chakira, but I'm not learning that sugya right now.
The answer is based on that.
We're not trying to answer it. We're trying to understand the Tosis Kasher. Rabbi say, this is something you guys have to all internalize. You're never going to get past sugyas, if you don't realize, I need to explain havaminas. Means the Tosfos has two explanations within a kasha that is bothering the Gemara, but I still have to understand the kasha before I can understand the teretz of the Gemara. Yeah, Mal.
The kasha doesn't read if you accept it to knas first.
Why?
If you accept it to knas first, and the kasha is Rabbi Shmuel, Achal Shmina, Mishal and Shmina, that's good to them. How could that be good to them? We accepted there's a knas already. That's the problem to them.
The Tosfos understood that means that it's inconsistent.
No, but
you should have to pay more.
But just reading the kasha, Achol Shmena, Mishalim Shmena, Achol Kachusha, Mishalim Shmena, if you accept the knas first, it just doesn't read in the Gemara.
What?
Achol Shmena, Mishalim Shmena, good. Achol Kachusha, Mishalim Shmena, question. If you accept the knas ahead of time,
so now, open your eyes. So now look at Tosis and say, how do you translate that word? Hachi Perusha. Kevon de Bishmena in Mishalim El Shmena, Kmocha Izik, Veloikan Sinon. Bishlam, if you wanted to sell to me that it's a knas, okay. But once I have the premise that it's not a knas by Shmena and Shmena, so it shouldn't be a knas by Kusha and Shmena.
Why is Shmena and Shmena make
That's what. That's the way you read the Gemara.
Why does Shmina and Shmina make another cost?
Because you're not paying more.
You mean, okay, my Sharmuud told you somebody's Evan that was worth 30 Sharmuud. Okay, so that's what you would have had to pay.
But it's
that's the Rosh Hashanah's Kasha. That's the Rosh Hashanah's Kasha. That you have a Dover Kotzer so that it does not more. That was exactly what the Rosh Hashanah asked.
It's a Knas. You say that the Knas isn't Yoter, but it's Metav.
What?
If you read the Gemara with it, the Knas mean.
But right Yoter, now the Gemara right? understands Yoter, right? as Yoter, right?
Okay, but if you read it that instead of being Yoter, it's just that you pay Metav, then there's no Kasha.
But that's ultimately going to be Yoser. That's the Gemara's
Why
Kasha.
Why have to be Yoser? Why can't you just say that it's Metav?
But that's Yoser. Because right now you damn it. Yeah, it is. What does Rashi say?
No, I'm saying that it fixes but for Shmena and it keeps a Knas by the other one.
I'm not following.
Because if you say Metav, then by Shmena, all you have to pay is Shmena.
Exactly.
That's good.
No, but that's the Kasha. So then obviously you're assuming there's no Knas over here. You're assuming that Mazik is not Knas.
No, it's still Knas. It's a Knas by Kechusha.
You can't. That's exactly Tosis Kasha.
It's not. That's only if you say it's Yoser, because by Yoser you have to imply that even by Shmeni you have to pay more.
Right.
But if that's only if you say Yoser. But
if by Kusha you're paying Yoser, if you're going to pay Yoser sometimes, so why wouldn't you have to pay more Yoser all the time?
That's only if you say Yoser. If you say Metav, then there's no problem.
I don't know. Why is Metav not Yoser?
Because Metav means you pay the best. Yoser means you have to pay more than whatever you damage.
That's exactly what the Gemara is trying to figure out. So Gemara is right now understanding that you have to pay more than what you damage. So how do you have that inconsistency? So the Gemara is going to ultimately get to that explanation that you're misunderstanding what Metav is. But we're not holding there right now. And that was the Gemara's Kasha. But Rabbi Say, fundamentally, I want you to all understand that this two explanations of these Gemaras, of the Gemara's Kasha, is a fundamental Yisoidistic explanation within the Gemara's Kasha. So what does the Gemara go on to say? Rabbi say, anyone bothered? Why did the Gemara only ask this Kasha within Rabbi Yishmael?
Who's first?
He's first?
It's not a Kasha. Yeah.
It's not a Kasha Rabbi Kiva. There could be situations that you're going to pay more. What?
That was Joseph's question.
That was Joseph's next question. Next question. Yes, excellent. That's what I thought I heard. That's what I wanted to say. I heard that over here. I wasn't calling you out. I was extracting. Boisai, Tosus goes on to ask this Kasha. You could have situations also based on the Nizak, based on the Mazik, that you're going to pay more. So why didn't the Gemara ask the Kasha also according to Rabbi Akiva? You're the Kasha? So Tosis answers, Vim Toimar, Amai Tvei B'divrei Rishmol, Amai Toi Tvei B'divrei Rishmol, when the Gemara misunderstood what the halacha of Nizikin is, that you have to pay more before the Gemara resolved it, Jeremy. Right? B'divrei Rishmol, Lomer Shem Ochol Kchusha Mishalim Shmeinu Yoyser M'divrei Rabbi Akiva, Dilmer Rikiba Kamar Nami Shemachal Aruga Kusha Mishalam Aruga Shmena Shabasil Dosa. Also from the Dmei Mazik, maybe you would have to pay more, Metav. And even if you damage less, you'd have to pay more. So the Gemara says, for some reason, according to Rabbi Akiva, I would never have that faulty Avim in that I have to pay more than I was Mazik. Why? Says Taisis, because you need to learn Rabbi Akiva and read Rabbi Akiva very carefully. What did Rabbi Akiva use in his response to Rabbi Yishmael? No. No. Ella. You use the word Eino Ella. When you translate Rabbi Akiva's phraseology in his statement towards Rabbi Yishmael and his retort to Rabbi Yishmael, it's clearly when he says Eino Gove Ella, he's clearly coming what? To be lenient on the guy. So since he's coming to be lenient on the guy, so you would never have even posited such a Havamina. Rabbi say, everything in our shir today was all within the Havamina. We're about to reject all of this, but even within this faulty Havamina of having to pay more than you're not Mazik, that was only within the world of Rabbi Yishmael, never in the world of Rabbi Akiva, because we know at the end of the day Rabbi Akiva is coming to be lenient on the guy because of his phraseology. So what does the Gemara go on to say? Gemara goes on to say, Amar of Idi Bar Avin, Hachamayaskinon, you're right. That's a ridiculous Havamina. You're not going to have to pay more, and this is not a classic Knas that we're suggesting that you always have to pay more than you damage, like Shloshim Shel Eved. That's rejected. Good, Jeremy? Rejected. That pshat is rejected. So what is the debate between who and who? between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Now we have to explain what the Machlokes Tanoim is once we're rejecting. Again, everything up until now was an explanation of a faulty Havamina. Why do I have to explain an explanation of a faulty Havamina? Because it still might relate to the Yesodos of Baba Kama, namely the first Sugya Maseches Baba Kama, which is still crucial. So Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, Hachma Yaskinon, Kegoin Sha'ochel Aruga Bein Arugos, Velo Yadina Nikhusha Ochel, Ishmeina Ochel. The Mishalim Shmeina. What does Rabbi Yidi Bar Avin say? Abi, don't leave. What does Rabbi Yidi Bar Avin say?
It's when you don't
that
know.
What?
Any of that.
It's a specific machloikas. It's not a general machloikas. It's not a general machloikas. Go away to white people. It's not a general machloikas. It's not a general machloikas. It's a specific machloikas. What's a specific machloikas? Talking about what, Max? What? What's it talking about? It's talking about a case where we have a situation that happened. What happened over here? What's the situation, Rabbi Isai? What situation? We kind of lost the facts. Do we know the animal went into the property? And then when the animal went into the property, what happened? Watch out, Schwartzman. What happened?
The camera's broke.
Excellent. Excellent, Sammy. The camera's broke. That's what I mean. The camera's broke, and we don't know if the guy ate from the fats or from the weak. Right? That's ultra small. What does he have to pay? He has to pay Shmeina. Good. So now, everything that we suggested, knas, this is not so chmechudish. Inconsistencies, no, we're not trying to say that. That's not the machlokes of Shmuel or Akiva. Machlokes is when you don't know, do you pay from the Shmeina or do you pay from the Khusha?
So Rabbi Akiva
good, good. So Rabbi Akiva will pay for the Khusha. Good, good.
No.
Bad.
No.
What's the problem with? This is nice, what? What's the problem with? Ice, you're next.
Yeah?
I said, what's the problem?
What's
Jeremy saying?
It's on the person.
No, Jeremy, I know you know what you're saying. What's Jeremy saying, or Baisai? Some guys from the back that's staring at the space, help me out over here. Wiser, you're off. You're good this time. Baruch Hashem, you did well today. Wow, you gave me a lot of numbers. Yes, Dauber, help me out.
Burden on the accuser.
Don't translate it. Say it like a yeshiva book.
I don't know how to say it in Hebrew. I don't know.
No matter what.
So burdens.
Yeah.
When you have a suffix, what Stavra is saying is when you have a suffix in Dine Momenes, Donnie, when you have a suffix in Dine Momenes, what's it been?
Sunday Shir.
What's the suffix?
The guy who wants to take
one. This guy is unbelievable. He's burning today. His schmack wiser. Wow. Does anyone even know what he's talking about?
Why
is he awkward?
He's like getting very red. When you're complimenting.
You know why, Ice? He's
an
honor. I think Akash is white embarrassing right now.
I forgot. Everybody's got it.
See that? He doesn't even want me to call out anyone. He's mom's inside. Oh, you guys! I don't know if you guys know. Wiser is a tzaddik.
I'm really not that. Good.
Maybe in the oven. It's a long
vote.
Maybe in the oven. Schwartzman knows it's a
tzaddik. I know he's a tzaddik.
No.
Shoot.
Wiser knows what I'm talking about.
You're right.
Fries! What's the kasha? Rabbi Yidi Bar Avin. Rabbi Yidi Bar Avin is a pellet. Right? Right, David? Right? Yeah. Rabbi Yidi Bar Avin makes no sense. Stauber. I couldn't sleep last night and the last three nights because of Rabbi Yidi Bar Avin. I'm really being serious and I have no sleep right now. Right?
That's why it's
a little bell. Rabbi Yidi Bar Avin is messed. Why is it? Why does it make no sense? Why?
No,
don't give me pshatin. Just say.
You can't make it pay from the top. You have to come prove that.
Yes! Somebody to Mechav Yerol Avrai. It's a classic Din and Din and Momenis. A classic Din and Din and Momenis. Moyer Rabbi Yisai comes to Moli Aroim. On the back. On the boxes. Everyone go back to their seats. For now. What does the Moli Aroim say? What does the Moli Aroim say? What?
I gotta figure out a way to sleep.
What does the Moli Aroim say?
Are you driving home today?
I'm serious.
What does the Moli Aroim say?
I'm actually asleep. Like
sleep.
What does the mother around say?
It's true. No, it's true. I was driving Muncie last night. I had to go to a dinner, and I was pulling through the wheel. Thank God the reps was with me.
Reviewing got
the rope. Reviewing, that was the honor, right?
Bad terminology, my bad.
I didn't hear what he said.
Wait! I don't know. What's the mother around?
Just a little eight to tape of Kamash Malone. When you say something that you messed up saying, don't say it again.
My side, what does the Malay Aroim say?
There's a rope.
David said this on his own. It was Mechabit to the Malay Aroim. I told you. I told you to go back to the Maram Premis. Malay Aroim says that what? Malay Aroim says, nah, we're talking about a case of what? We're talking about a case where Rove of the field was what?
Shmein.
Was Shmeina. So therefore, chances are that you have to pay what? They have to pay Shmeina. Because what? We don't know how much you damaged. Zokter Vidi Bahavin, we don't know how much you damaged and what? So therefore, Pashtus is Isaac, that you have to pay Basarov. Who is a cash on the Mole Aroim? Rabbi, what's Shmer in the Mole Aroim? 1 second. Now, I can't ask this to everyone in yeshiva, but I can ask this to my shir. Where does it say, and where is the mucker for such a statement? Of Ein Olchin B'Mamon Achar Rov.
Yeah?
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Yosef. Where? Give me a daf. Give me a daf.
Mem hey
I think my vav on the bees. Check me if I'm right. Robin Shmuel. Check me if I'm right. Art school doesn't go till there. Where's it go?
I'm even
young.
I don't know. I really wasn't Disney Arts. Does it not go to there? I'm right.
I don't know.
It's volume one. Then Bubba Mavis. Ain't Okuma Marakaro. Now, Rabbi says 60 points for the guy who could tell me the mushel of the Gemara.
Oh, I remember the case.
Oh, what's the mushel? What's the mushel? Moshe, hold me up. What's the mushel? What's the mushel? What's the mushel? No, that's the case. Excellent, Shana. What's the mushel? Come on, help me out. What's the mushel, Rabbi Say? Sunday Shir. What's the mushel? Prove these bums that don't come on Sunday. Prove them wrong. Come on. Come on.
That was a king.
A king?
It's always a mushel in the Gemara.
Oh, that's in the Svar, not in the Gemara. Man.
Patish.
Man de Koiv.
Oh, the
doctor. Yes.
Oh!
Ozilabayasio. Rabbi, you gotta know Shas. It's gotta be on your fingertips, Rabbi Say. Yeah! We have another limud that we have in this yeshiva. That's why we do other prakim. Because it all connects. And you walk out of this room at the end of the year with the first parak, the fifth parak, the sixth parak, and then what you have from Night Seder, a Maseches Baba Kama. So eat that! Rabbi Say, what's the problem? Why am I talking about this?
What is
the problem is that I
didn't sleep. It was a good pun.
So what's the Mole Aroim helping me and saying no, it's a case of rogue? It's Dini Mamrish, for God's sakes, Chester! What's going on over here? Don't you remember the chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshen? Don't forget this. Put this in your back pocket, Ice. Zok the Trumas Hadeshen. You ready for this one? Avi, you ready for this one? Trumas Hadeshen says something myridic that Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down in his Trumas. Rabbi Isai, keep this in your pocket. That which we say, Ein Holchin Mamaman Acharov. You ready for this, Morty? Drink this, Luchos. Enoch Mamon Acharov is only... You didn't get the jokes. No. First of all, you wouldn't have even gotten it if you actually came on time to share. It's a Aruba
the less a kamel. While they're not by the rule book, what does that mean? Who can help me out over here, Rabbi Isai? Something you say this thing is happening here. I need to know. Schwartzman, get real. Let's go. What's going on? The words were like this. That which we say ain't olchim no mamanachar aroiv is by a rupo de lesa kamon. But what we're talking about a what a rupo de isa kamon. Wherever Rabbi Isai, pay attention, Sammy. I'm going to explain. Give me a second. What is the chiluk? Avi, you know the chiluk? Yeah, go for it.
A rupo de lesa kamon. Just saying that most people have shmina. As opposed to our case, where it's the Ruvah de'Isa Kamon, we know that Nizam has most of his fields as Shmeinos. So therefore, we are the Olech HaCharov.
Chevra, Avi is right, and Avi got this from Sunday Shir, that we discussed at the beginning of the year, at the beginning of the fifth parak, that there's a difference between a Ruvah de'Isa and a Ruvah de'Lesa, as brought up in Meseches Chulin, Habal Leinu L'Toiva, and Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara wants to know what's whether or not you follow Rov. What's the source that you follow Rov in the Torah? And the Gemara drives a distinction between a Ruba de Isa and a Ruba de Lesa. Ruba de Lesa is called a statistic. Rov people do such and such. Rov women give birth after 9 months. Rov animals are not trafus. Rov animals plank. Rove women that you marry don't turn into islandesses. Rove this, rove that. That's what the Gemara is filled with, roves that are less a kamon, they're not in front of us. But then there's a ruba de isa kamon, which means what? Let's ask, how many people want to learn the sugyas of basar v'chalav and taruvas next year? Then you put up your hands, or you answer to the sofer's graph. That's a rove that I can pinpoint. That's a pinpoint that I can pinpoint, and I can look at it. And the miyut is what, Rabbi Isai? Is in front of me. It's Isa Kamon. Rabbi Isai, it's not so hard. It's just basic translation. A rove of Isa Kamon. Zok the Trumas Hadeshen, that which you don't go basar rove by Dine Mominis, is what the Gemara was talking about in Baba Kama Shaffle. What was the Gemara talking about in Baba Kama and Daf Mem Bav Mem Aleph? A case of what? Rove Shorim are LeWat Shiner? LeRadya. What are majority people buy ox for? Do they buy it for shechting or do they buy it for grazing? That is a what? That is a statistic. That is a lesa kamon. That's where the Gemara said, according to what? According to Shmuel, Ein Ochem B'mamon Achar Arov. Zok the Trumas Hadeshet, but a Ruba de Isa Kamon, then you do go Basaro. Oh my goodness, are you serious? Okay, I'm asking. There's a Trumas Hadeshet like that. There might be more Shitas like that. The Rashbam might Paskin like that in Baba Basra. Not for now, Rabbi Yisai. We're not losing the role, doing this Sugya of role. Maybe Rabbi Kiva Eger points this out in Chuvis and might hold like this. Aber bottom line, Rabbi Yisai. When I say to you, Ein Hochem Amanachar Rov, what do I hold? Most Poskim hold what? Across the board. Both on a what and a what? Isa and Alessa. So that brings us back to what? Square one. Square one. So what is with who? What's his name? Ravidi Barav. What's with Ravidi Barav? So Reb Kiva Eger suggests a suggestion. Perhaps this might connect to another Shas Sugya. Of Bari Veshema Bari Adif. What's Bari Veshema Bari Adif? Who knows where that comes up? Let's go, Max Subis. Let's go. Oh, Subis. Subis, your base. Come on. Come on, the table. Let's go. What? That's
also Membav
Manav. That's true. It's also Membav Manav. Excellent. 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 Wow, Shiner. Gevaldik. Myrdik. Rabbi Isai. Bari Veshema Bari Adif. So what? Maybe it's a case of what? Kiva Eger says maybe it's a case of what? Where the Nizak is Bari. I know that you damaged what? Shmeina. and the Mazik didn't pay attention, and he says, what? Maybe it was Kachusha, right? So then Reb Kiva Eiger says, but if he's in the Yodeya, what? So then what? And he's moide b'miktzas, because he's being moide to the fact that he actually ate something. So what? So then what? It's a nishboy in ala karkos. That's Reb Kiva Eiger gets into this whole sugya. But maybe that's totally on the Reb Kiva Eiger says. What does Reb Kiva Eiger say? Maybe that's totally on the what? The Raivid! Did you see that? That's what Reb Kiva Eiger says. What Raivid? What's Yosef talking about? The Raivid of whether or not what? If you hold like the Rambam, that what? Paying Tashlum and Ezekin is actually fixing the karkos, and then it would be a problem being nishboy in ala karkos. But if you hold what? Like the Raivitz, and then you can have a kasha. That's why Rabbi Kivaker had to do that. Maybe it's a Bari Vashema according to the Raivitz, and then now you understand what Rabbi Kivaker did. Yeah, because I have opinion up until from the beginning of the year from a Rambam and Raivitz and understanding the Zikin. Now I can read a Rabbi Kivaker like a mensch. Gevaldig, Yosef. Did you feel awesome? Geschmack. Break a table. Rabbi, I'd like to suggest a noob shot. Maybe it's based on the beginning of Shir. Perhaps Rabbi Idi Bar Avi is saying, a chiddush Rabbi Yisrael, I'm about to say. Perhaps Rabbi Idi Bar Avi is saying, maybe not all cases of Nezikin are to be understood and evaluated like a regular what? Suffolk in Dine Mamas. Perhaps Zokta Netziv, there is a mitzvah element, there is an oynesh element, perhaps there's something else going on in the world of Nezikin, and maybe Rav Idi Bar Avin is suggesting over here that perhaps you wouldn't apply the regular klolim of Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Araya based on his assumption of what Nezikin is all about. Perhaps the fact that he's ignoring Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya, which is exactly what Rav is about to attack on him, is because coming from a different premise of Maseches Bava Kamma. The only thing you're going to have to explain is what? Is how do you explain the sugyas on Mem Vav? Doesn't the Gemara say that you go Lekula by the case of the Uber and the case of the Par? So why would I hold in a case of Safek, Chusha, Achal, or Shmeina Achal that I would go Lechumra, and when it comes to what? Safek, if the Uber was Mazik, that I would go Lekula. Why would you go Lekula over there according to the Mishnah, Lefi Chachamim, and over here, and say Amotzi Mechaver Olav Araya? And over here, Rav Ada Bar Avin would say that no, if it's Safik Chusha, Safik Shmeina, I would go what? Lahachmir against the Klal of Amotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. Is there any Svara that you guys can think of, that you guys can come up with, to try to distinguish between the cases that Rav Idi Bar Avin would say, no, this case is different, and they, since it's classic Nezikin, I would go Lahachmir? And even so, I would have a Mishnah later on telling me that if I don't know if the Uber was Mazik, that I would go Lekula. It's Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, tomorrow we'll go weiter. Spend time on the rush, Rabbi Yisai. This rush is Yisaitistic. You need to see the rush and learn the rush carefully. What is the